To the United States now, where Democrats are once again talking about impeachment and suggesting there may have been obstruction of justice. It comes after an explosive media report alleging that President Donald Trump told his former lawyer to lie to Congress. The report from BuzzFeed claims the president told Michael Cohen to lie about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. For the latest, I spoke to our Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel a short time ago.
The significance is that BuzzFeed, in the article that they've printed overnight, alleges that two law enforcement officials have told them that Donald Trump directed his former and longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. The allegation is that Donald Trump told Michael Cohen to tell congressional investigators in front of a congressional committee that negotiations for a Trump Tower in Moscow, the so-called Moscow project, had finished in January 2016. So effectively before the main part of the 2016 presidential campaign was underway. Michael Cohen has admitted that he lied about that, that in fact those negotiations continued through June of that year, so well into the campaign period. The allegation was therefore made by the special counsel that Michael Cohen was trying to, if you like, minimise links between the Moscow project and individual one, that is Donald Trump, in the hope of limiting the ongoing investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. So, Tom, the significance of this is that what the BuzzFeed article is alleging is that investigators are saying that it was Donald Trump who told or induced or directed Michael Cohen to tell those lies to Congress. And that's the thing that's getting attention, because directing, or what they call suborning perjury, is an offence. And Democrats are now saying that they'll investigate that and that that could attract impeachment.
Right. So what's the White House saying?
Well, the White House, as you'd expect, is pushing back very hard on this, undermining BuzzFeed as a media organisation, saying that these allegations are effectively unsourced. And it's important to note that, of course, the investigators who are allegedly saying this is what happened have not been named in the report. Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, is effectively saying that this is rubbish. Here's what the White House spokesman Hogan Gidley had to say about it.
I'm telling you right now, this is exactly why the president refuses to give any credence or credibility to news outlets, because they have no ability to corroborate anything they're putting out there. Instead, they're just using innuendo and shady sources.
That was not a denial of my question.
No, but the premise is ridiculous. We're also talking about a person in Michael Cohen who, quite frankly, has now been proven to be a liar.
And Zoe, Donald Trump has been meeting with North Korea's top negotiator. What have we heard?
Yeah, that's right. Kim Jong-chul, who's the right-hand man to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, has been in D.C. overnight. That in itself is unusual. Normally, North Koreans, because they're subject to sanctions, have to stay near the UN in New York. But he arrived in D.C. yesterday evening. He met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo here this morning. He's since held a 90-minute meeting with Donald Trump. He's said to have handed a letter from the North Korean leader to the U.S. president. And the White House has also just confirmed that the long-awaited second summit between the two leaders will take place towards the end of February. No specific date has been announced, but this is in line with what we were expecting. We also don't have an exact venue. Various cities have been suggested, but at the moment, the Vietnamese city of Hanoi looks like the most likely location.
Zoe Daniel speaking to me there from Washington.